It's 11 trivia questions on double letter celebrities. That's where celebrities have the same first initial and last name initial, like Sissy Spacek. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am back. Guys, sorry, I was so backed up for 6 days, I didn't post the podcast. I was in Chicago, I had all the episodes edited and ready to go, and completely forgot to schedule them to actually go out on Libsyn. So I did post six episodes today. This is my sixth episode to catch up for all the days that I missed, including today's brand new episode, which is the one you're listening to right now. So if you haven't listened for a couple days or you've been wondering what was going on with the feed, it should be all caught up and back to normal. Tomorrow's episode will be a confidence round that I recorded at my live rounds last week. So get ready for 10 random questions coming at you tomorrow. But today's episode is double letter celebrities, people like Sissy Spacek or Travis Tritt, etc., where they have the same first and last initial for both their names. I just got back from Chicago yesterday, had an awesome trip visiting my mom and throwing some axes and doing some trivia for some moms. Let me explain. So my mom is in Chicago and I got to visit her for like 4 days while I stayed with her and did some fun stuff. We played Scrabble and we watched all her shows like Dancing with the Stars, which, man, I have not been in on a weeknight to watch like primetime TV in probably a couple of years. And everything I watch is on Hulu or Netflix and later. But watching live TV with commercials is excruciating. I don't know how anybody does that anymore. It was insane. And if it wasn't with my mom, I would have lost my mind. I also did some fun stuff in terms of axe throwing at a bachelor party. My friend Brian Keller getting married in Cancun, having a bachelor party. There was a three-part thing to this bachelor party. There was a strip club, there was a dinner, and then there was axe throwing. And the first thing was axe throwing, so I got to do that before I had to go do some other stuff. But I had never done that before, and I highly recommend it. If you have never thrown axes at a place that offers that, go sign up and do it right now. I think it was $30 for each person. We probably had 20 people. And they give you an axe and they show you how to throw it. It's kind of like, not like a tomahawk. So not really little, but not really big, like a two-handed axe, somewhere in between. I'd say like a medium size axe, if that's a thing. And they teach you how to throw it, and you can throw it one-handed or two-handed. I was nailing them if I was doing two-handed overhead. So it was tons of fun. And the first couple times it doesn't stick, and then you kind of get it down and then it's smooth sailing. And then you play a bunch of games. We played like horse against each other where it was like, okay, that guy got a four, so now I got to get a four or whatever. You would get 1, 2, 3, or 4 points based on where you got it. 4 points was like the bullseye area. And there were also these blue dots at the top that were real small and hard to hit. And those were worth 10 points. And they showed us all these trick throws and things like that. And it's not as dangerous as I thought it would be now that I've done it. It would be really hard to kill like a friend unless they were walking directly in front of your axe, but you kind of are in like a lane, kind of like a batting cage type scenario. So that's my quick review of throwing axes. I loved it. I would totally do it again. And I can't wait. I'm going to do it somewhere in California now that I've done it in Mokena, Illinois, at a place called Accelerate, which was an indoor go-kart track as well. Finally, I did a mom's event. It was called Moms of Multiples or Clusters of Illinois. And it was 101 women who were ready to party. And we did all TV themed trivia for their TV land theme for their event this year. And we had a good, good time. So shout out to all those moms of twins and triplets and quadruplets. One lady had 7 kids and one lady had 2 sets of twins, which is insane. So really fun group, and thank you so much for finding me. They found me on a website called Gigmasters, which I am listed on for a lot of corporate events and private parties and things like that. You could book me on there, but you could also just send me a message anytime at triviawithbuds.com. Click on contact and hit up that form, or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'll travel to wherever you're at, whether it's in our country or Canada or somewhere else, and do some entertainment for your group. It's always great, and it's very customizable. Last thing is I posted some fun artwork for each episode that I posted today in one massive post over on Facebook. So facebook.com/triviawithbuds. If you haven't gone over there and liked our page, give it a like. You get some fun updates from me, some different stuff that you may not see anywhere else. And today I posted all the direct links to listen to each podcast episode and some fun artwork to accompany each episode. So go check out all that stuff. All right, we're all caught up and we're all ready to go with this episode on trivia from Double Letter Celebrities. Remember, the first and last initial will be the same for all these clues. Let's jump into this recording right now from RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here we go.
Round number two, Double Letter Celebrities. Let's see if you can get this one. Number one, this actress lived with actor Tim Robbins for 21 years after meeting during the filming of Bull Durham. Who is that celebrity that has the same first and last letter initial? Number one, this actress lived with actor Tim Robbins for 21 years after meeting during the filming of Bull Durham. Number one. Question number two coming at you for Double Letter Celebrities. The first issue of This Guy's Famous magazine came out in 1953. Number two, the first issue of This Guy's Famous magazine came out in 1953. Question number two on your list, number two. Question number three. This actress had a small role on season one of The Office selling purses as a hot girl. Number three. This actress had a small role on season one of The Office selling purses as a hot girl in The Office. Number three. If you love The Office and you listen to podcasts, Pam and Angela just came out with a new podcast where they're going to go through every episode and talk about like working on it and little tidbits and different things for fans of The Office. It's called Office Ladies on the Earwolf Network. Just search it wherever you listen to podcasts. Office Ladies. Number three, this actress was the hot girl selling purses. Who is that Double Letter Celebrity? Number three. Number four, reality TV star and lead singer of a band with a color in the title. Number four, a reality TV star and lead singer of a band with a color in the title. Try and decode that one and see if you can come up with a double letter celebrity for number four. Reality TV star and lead singer of a band with a color in the title. Number four. Question number five. This actor had a box office bomb portraying a superhero in 2011, only to return as a different superhero 5 years later to achieve box office success. Who is that double letter celebrity? Number five, had a bomb as a superhero in 2011 and a big success 5 years later. Number five. Number six, this is for everybody here that has salt and pepper colored hair. Okay. Number six, she played Ethel on I Love Lucy. There you go. That's for you guys. Spoon fed. Number six, she played Ethel on I Love Lucy. If you're in your 20s, you're SOL. Number six, she played Ethel on I Love Lucy. Number six. Number seven, once married to Richard Gere, this supermodel turned heads throughout the 80s and 90s in the world of fashion. Number seven, once married to Richard Gere, this supermodel turned heads throughout the 80s and 90s in the world of fashion. Number seven. Question number eight. This famous actor just released the fourth sequel to a movie franchise which started back in 1982. There's my buddy Pete. How are we doing, Pete? Number eight. This famous actor just released the fourth sequel to a movie franchise which started back in 1982. One team's very excited about this round. There's so many birthdays. There's five birthdays at that table. They're all excited. Number eight.
We get excited. Ah.
Here comes number nine. This home run slugger had his number 25 retired by the San Francisco Giants in 2018. Number nine. Could that be written by somebody who doesn't watch sports more than me? This home run slugger, this guy's a real slugger, had his number 25 retired by the San Francisco Giants in 2018. Number nine. He was a real ball player for all the sports fans. Number nine. Question number 10. This soulful rocker joined the unlucky 27 Club when she passed away at that fateful age in 1970. Number 10. This soulful rocker joined the unlucky 27 Club when she passed away at that fateful age in 1970. Who's that double letter celeb? Number 10. Your bonus question. This one's kind of wordy. Make sure you listen to this one. This is the bonus question. I think it's a good one, though. For 2 points, in a horror movie remake from 2007, an actor with the initials MM is hunting a killer character with the initials MM. Name both the actor and the fictional character he's hunting. So we're looking for a real person, real actor with the initials MM, and a fictional killer character with the initials MM in a remake from 2007. Name both of those names and get 2 points, one for each set of names you get. That's the end of round number two, double letter celebrities. We'll be back in just a few with the double letter celebrity answers. All right, my friends, here come the answers for round number two, double letter celebrities. It's a packed, packed night right here at Archie Rogers Brewing. Thanks so much for coming out and playing trivia with Buds. Glad you guys are here. Number one, this actress lived with actor Tim Robbins for 21 years after meeting during the filming of Bull Durham. That was Susan Sarandon. Number two, the first issue of this guy's famous magazine came out in 1953. Hugh Hefner. Number three, this actress had a small role on season one of The Office selling purses as a hot girl. That was Amy Adams. Number four, reality TV star and lead singer of the band with a color in the title, Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. Number five, this actor had a box office bomb in 2011 playing a superhero, but then had one of the most successful superhero films of all time 5 years later, Ryan Reynolds. Green Lantern and Deadpool. Number six, she played Ethel on I Love Lucy. That was Vivian Vance. There you go. Older folks are like, finally, something for us. Number six. I always remember the beginning of I Love Lucy. It was like with Vivian Vance and William Frawley, and it was always in the heart. Number seven, once married to Richard Gere, this supermodel helped him with the gerbils. That was Cindy Crawford, I said it. Number eight, this famous actor just released the fourth sequel to a movie franchise, which started back in 1982. That was Rambo and Sylvester Stallone. Last Blood. Number nine, this home run slugger had his number 25 retired by the Giants in 2018. Barry Bonds. And number 10, this soulful rocker joined the Unlucky 27 Club when she passed away at the fateful age in 1970. Janis Joplin. Your bonus question, you had to say the actor that has MM initials hunting a fictional killer with the initials MM in a remake from 2007. That was Michael Myers as the killer in the Halloween Rob Zombie remake, and the actor hunting him was played by Malcolm McDowell, who was in the movie A Clockwork Orange. If you remember A Clockwork Orange, he's on the cover of A Clockwork Orange. That's round number two, double letter celebrities. Thanks for playing, guys.
There it was, 11 questions on double letter celebrities. I hope you had fun figuring those out, like the crew over in Sierra Madre. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Get ready to place a big t-shirt order with them, and you should too. Who is the very first ever host of Saturday Night Live? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Apple, for the company that used the slogan Think Different. And I know I'm all jacked up on question of the day answers because six episodes went up today. So you didn't get to hear those probably in succession like you usually do. But hey, they were already recorded, so it's just one extra question for you to entertain yourself with. Trivia team name of the day is Draculaland. Draculaland. Use that for a nice spooky themed team name this month. And again, check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for all the iTunes reviews and the love and the sharing of the episodes. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.